we get things underway this afternoon with another edition of Black Bear Classics, our chance to look back at some of the biggest University of Maine football games of the last quarter century. Black Bear Classics brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Joined as always by my broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. Hello there, Robert.
Hey, Rich. How you doing today?
Very well, thank you. We were reminiscing online yesterday about another great Black Bear Classic from 9 years ago when we were in a snowstorm at Villanova.
Yeah, that was amazing, Rich. To think that Maine not only could win that game 41-25, but averaged 7.2 yards per play in those conditions. It was unbelievable.
Well, today we want to go back just a couple of years to December 1st, 2018, and certainly one of the greatest games the Black Bears have ever had, because it propelled them into a new stratosphere when it comes to Maine football. The Bears getting their first ever home playoff win against a Jacksonville State team, Bob, that some parts of the country were buzzing about as a team that could make a deep playoff run.
Yeah, they've got a very successful program. They've made the playoffs 7 times in the last 10 years, and they had a tremendous amount of firepower in 2018, Rich. They averaged 40 points per game, and they rolled up some very impressive statistics, particularly on offense, averaging almost 500 yards per game.
Well, Maine's head coach Nick Charlton was the Black Bears offensive coordinator on that 2018 playoff run, and Nick joins us this afternoon. Coach, welcome in.
Hello, Rich. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
We're doing great. Hey, before we talk about Jacksonville State, let's touch on the news that came out this week for the CAA, and that's the spring schedule. What are your first thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely excited. You know, our guys are, thrilled for hopefully an opportunity to take the field here in a couple months. There's certainly a lot of hurdles and more work to be done. So, you know, we're hoping that things move in a better direction here, of course. And I think we all know what it's going to take to play football here this spring. But I think in our program and department, you know, we're doing the best that we can, and the guys have been great. So we're just excited to have some games in the docket, and definitely a great time, a lot of positive energy in our program.
All right, well, let's go back a couple of years. As you prepared for this game with Jacksonville State, what was the mindset offensively? Did you feel confident that you'd be able to move the ball against them?
Yeah, we did. I mean, we certainly had a lot of respect for Jacksonville State and Coach Grass, and I think they do a great job down there, obviously. Like Bob was saying, it's a pretty storied program. And, we knew going into it, we had our work cut out for us. And they certainly had some firepower on offense. And they had two great receivers. I think they were both All-Americans. The quarterback is one of the best players they've had there. I believe he was a Clemson transfer, if I remember correctly. Mm. But offensively, we thought they were physical. Very good up front. They had two safeties that I think were All-Americans as well. So we definitely thought we had our work cut out for us. Fortunately, we were able to play a pretty good game and played well. So, we had a lot of respect for them, just game planning. But, that was a good team.
And you guys really set the tone early with a physical presence out there, establishing the ground game right away and giving Chris Ferguson the opportunity to pass sometimes when they least expected it.
Well, they had a good plan to start. I thought they came out and presented some challenges for us in the run game. After we lost to William and Mary midway through the season, which was really, it's one of those losses. There's no good losses, but it taught us a lot about ourselves and kind of defined who we were, especially offensively. We really realized probably who we needed to be moving forward. And they had a really good plan for a number of things that we were trying to do and had done successfully in the run game. And so they kind of shut it down out the gate. And so we had to react and start going with some different things that we knew fit our skill set too. And at the time, Ramon Jefferson, obviously, being our starter, and then Fitzy, we ended up running the ball for, I think almost 300 yards. We were well into the 200s. And they had a good plan, but, we reacted and our kids certainly executed the game plan, and we threw the ball at times very, very well. Our guys made plays, you know, and it's all about players, and fortunately we scored enough points to win there.
Well, let's listen to some of the highlights of this one. The Black Bears would get on the board and take the early lead on a touchdown pass from Chris Ferguson to the always dependable Jaquan Blair.
Ferguson in the shotgun. He's got Ramon Jefferson stationed to his right, and now Belcher and Dunn do some shifting. Double tight on the right side. Play fake, looking end zone. He's got a man. It's Blair. Touchdown, Maine. Jaquan Blair for six, and Maine takes the early lead.
What a great job by Maine from the execution standpoint. Ferguson got the ball, threw the ball perfectly to the outside shoulder. Jaquan Blair was on the right side, made a great catch with great coverage. Just a tremendous play. Excellent job by Ferguson.
Nick, Jaquan Blair, one of those guys who was so dependable for your Black Bears. It seemed like if he got a hand on the ball, he was going to catch it.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I remember, you're bringing me back right now, by the way. that was a staple run-pass option. We run down in the red zone still, and Quan was really, really good at it. It was the inside fade. So, you know, he was able to execute that well, and Chris always threw that really, really well. It came right after, I think, Cam Whitaker, forced the fumble and recovered it. And so we got the ball, you know, like a 3-yard line going in. So those two had a real connection. So that was a pretty easy call to make out the jump.
You mentioned Ramon Jefferson. He would rush for 186 yards, a pair of touchdowns on the day. Chris Ferguson with 5 touchdown passes, incredibly efficient. And Jacksonville State had absolutely no answer for number 81, Ernest Edwards.
Ferguson under center. Play action fake, drops back, has time, firing for Edwards deep downfield. Edwards has it, and he's in the end zone. It is a Black Bear touchdown. Electric Ernie with a 41-yard touchdown.
What a throw by Chris Ferguson. Ernest Edwards was the wide receiver on the right side. He ran a post route, got a step on the defensive back. A perfect throw by Ferguson for 6, and the Bears growling out of the gate.
That would give Maine a 14-0 lead still in the first quarter, and they weren't done yet, rolling the dice and going for broke on fourth down.
Ferguson out of the shotgun on fourth down, drops back, throws to the flats. Edwards dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Maine! Ernest Edwards with a dive, breaks the plane, and the Bears convert for 6 points on fourth down.
Well, a little play action inside, and then Ernest Edwards snuck out into the left flat, caught the ball on the run, and then did the swan dive. Ball broke the cone. What a play by Edwards, and Maine, again, very aggressive and unpredictable offensively here early.
And Maine putting their foot on the accelerator, not settling for 3 points here.
Yeah, what was the thought process, Nick, going for it on fourth down there?
Well, Joe and I wanted to be aggressive, just coming from the jump there and coming out of the gates. We really wanted to kind of get at them a little bit. And, we felt like we had a really good call and we were communicating. And I remember he asked me, you know, how he felt about it. And we have a rule around here still. It's the 3-week rule that Andrew Dresner, our offensive coordinator, talks about. And we practice our little trick plays and different things that we do. And if we do it for 3 weeks, they usually work. And it was a little play. Where we snuck Ernest out of the backfield and basically just started to pick everybody on the way out. And felt like it was a good time to call it. And we wanted to try to keep the momentum on our side. And we wanted to go for it. And so fortunately it worked out.
That gave the Bears a 21-0 lead. But then Jacksonville State would mount a comeback. Zarek Cooper hit Jamari Hester for a 36-yard touchdown pass late in the quarter to make it 21-7. And then a big 70-yard pass play to Hester early in quarter two, and all of a sudden Jacksonville State was within a score, but then the Black Bears would score quickly. 3-play, 73-yard drive, capped by another Chris Ferguson touchdown pass.
Ferguson firing deep. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's Michael Wright, and he's got 6. 4th touchdown pass of the day for Chris Ferguson.
Well, Yul Gowdy, their cornerback, got turned around. And again, it's that great chemistry between Micah Wright and Chris Ferguson. Wright was the wide receiver on the left side. It was just a go route, back shoulder throw. Perfect throw by Ferguson. He's throwing BBs through a keyhole right now.
We were listening to that earlier, Bob, and I had forgotten the BBs through a keyhole analogy.
Yeah, that's not easy to do. But I'll tell you, Nick had a great offensive game plan along with his staff, and they were aggressive, as we said. They were unpredictable, and they were very creative. When you look at some of this stat work that they did in this game, Rich, three different receivers caught passes. Four of those receivers caught touchdown passes. They had seven rushers, including four receivers that were rushing. So they had Jacksonville State off balance all day long.
And Nick, you got some help from the defense, too. You mentioned the early turnover, and the black hole would force another turnover that would set up the next score for you.
Yeah, I mean, they were on point. You know, after those two scores right there were Jacksonville State closed the gap a little bit. Had a couple of big fourth down stops. You know, we still replay the one Deshaun had, just talking about physical presence on fourth down. And just able to get those turnovers, putting us in good field position, you know, makes it a lot easier to drive football.
Next possession, the Black Bears took over at the 15-yard line and would score just three plays later on another big play from Electric Ernie.
Ferguson comes up under center. Dumps it off. Edwards in some trouble in the backfield. Reverses field. Heads for the right corner and tiptoes his way into the end zone. Ernest Edwards with his third touchdown of the day. How about that?
Another highlight reel play by Ernest Edwards. Catches a flare off the left side. Does a little shake and bake over there and then reverses direction all the way left to right and waltzes into the end zone for six. Casually.
That made it 35-14. Ramon Jefferson would score on a 24-yard touchdown run to make it 42-14. Jacksonville State countered with a field goal. Then the fifth touchdown pass of the day from Ferguson to Drew Belcher. And then one last touchdown from Ramon Jefferson, making it 55-27. And the day ended appropriately enough with yet another Black Bear turnover as Zarek Cooper tried once again to make something happen, and the black hole came up big.
Cooper under siege much of the day. Deep downfield, picked by Robertson at the 40. Robertson to the 50, 45, 40, down the sideline and out of bounds near the 30, putting the final nail in the Gamecocks' coffin. Eric Robertson picking off that pass. How about that for the Black Bear defense?
Well, another big play from the black hole. They're celebrating. Chest bumping their way to the sideline right now, and why not?
And Nick, for the Black Bears, getting that first home playoff win, what did it feel like down on the field?
It was really cool. It was a great moment for our program, and you know, there was a lot of preparation that went into that game, and our guys just played really hard and executed, you know, in all three phases. And it was the first home win, and you know, they were Jacksonville State was favored going into that game. Mm. I think our guys, you know, took that personally, and obviously that win propelled us into the following week and advancing, you know, past Weber State, the farthest we've ever made it as a program. So it was really cool, very exciting, very proud of our guys just for how they competed, and it was just a really good memory.
And that game and then the win the following week at Weber State, leaving you one win away from the national championship game, does that still pay benefits today when you're out on the recruiting trail?
It certainly does. You know, like, I mean, having the ring and, you know, we're only one of two CA teams to win the league outright multiple times, us and James Madison, since the league's creation. And I think when you look at what this program's been about and what it's currently about, you know, it's a credit to a lot of people. But, you know, our players, they play hard, they love football, and I think in recruiting you can sell that because it's real. And you know, you look at that season, that's when you put it all together. And you know, it wasn't like rainbows and butterflies the whole year. You know, I brought up the William Mary one before, but then we were able to just really win out until the Eastern Washington game. So you know, I think it was just it was a really good moment for a team to come together, taking advantage of opportunities, and just shows what you can do. Honestly, when you're working together, and you know, we had a talented group of guys and great players, so it was a lot of fun, and we certainly still use it, and we're trying to get back there.
And Bob, we're always wondering, you know, why the heck aren't there 15,000 people watching a big Maine football game like that one? But it was a great atmosphere. And then after the Jacksonville State game, when we had a chance to look at the attendance figures from around the country, it turned out that that crowd, not only very vocal, but one of the biggest crowds in that entire round of playoffs in CAA football.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. And it was a pretty cold day. It was in the mid-30s. Maine got about 6,100 fans. And, you know, I think the things that I can remember about that game that were particularly interesting is Maine was perfect in the red zone, 6 for 6, and they were all touchdowns. And then you've got a Jacksonville State team that was very efficient down the red zone for most of the season, but they only had one touchdown in 5 trips to the red zone. And then you look at the third down. Maine held them to 1 of 14 conversions on third down. And for the season, they converted 44% of their third downs. That was a huge factor in the game right there. And, of course, Maine forced some turnovers, which helped a lot. But that was the most points a Black Bear football team has ever scored in the playoffs. 55.
55-27, the final score, December 1st, 2018, Maine beating Jacksonville State, the first ever home playoff win. And Nick, so good to talk with you. We appreciate you helping us reminisce today, and good luck with these final days of practice.
I appreciate it. You're killing me with the nostalgia right now, Rich. You're really
back. Well, we may be reaching out to you again down the road when we get to some of those other great games that you were a part of.
I know. I'm excited, and we're excited about the direction we're moving, you know, and we're just trying to move forward every single day. So it was great talking to you guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate it. Nick Charlton with
Thanks,
us here.
Man. All right.
And Bob Lucy, fun once again. We're having a blast looking back at these Black Bear Classics, and now we go back to the drawing board to figure out where we go next week.
Well, it's very fun to try to figure out where we go next, but we know there's some great games left out there. And it should be an exciting time just to kind of figure out where to go and then to get the highlights together. And good stuff. A lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thank you, Robert. We'll do it again next Friday.
Sounds good.
Bob Lucy, the Black Bear Classics, every Friday this fall on Downtown. Brought to you by our friends at ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. They are the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears.